I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show. This is going to be a tough segment to do. I think in the future, when they look back, they will find this period of time to be a tipping point, a point where our country changed dramatically from one thing into something else. And whether that will be permanent or not, we don't know yet. We're still living through the history. But what we are seeing right now is the Nazification of the United States. And I don't use that lightly, because I strongly believe that throwing the term Nazi around is overblown hyperbole, until it isn't. But now it isn't anymore. Now, of course, Nazis go under a lot of different names, white socialists, but they're all the same. They are motivated by their lust for power and their hatred of anyone who isn't just like them. They tend to be sociopaths who don't really have good governors or controls over the extremes to which they will go to. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Godwin's Law. It's a pretty good law. Godwin's Law postulates that if an online discussion goes on long enough on the internet, sooner or later, someone will compare someone or something to Adolf Hitler or the things that Hitler did. He originally developed the law in response to Usenet news groups a long time ago, but now it looks at threaded online discussions, internet forums, chat rooms, and comment threads. Sort of when you run out of other arguments, you throw around Hitler. But right now, people of substance, not just the wacky fringe, are starting to do Hitler comparisons with Donald Trump. Comparing any American politician to Hitler is outrageous. It's overblown. It's ridiculous. Until now. And it's not just me that thinks that. So does Mike Godwin. He tweeted out, "By all means, compare these shitheads to Nazis. Again and again. I'm with you." The tipping point, I think, was achieved with the incarceration and separation of families. Nursing babies ripped from their mothers, families torn apart. You've heard the terrifying statistics about, 2,500 children have been taken away from their parents. But it's actually a lot worse than that, according to an analysis from McClatchy. So we've got a large number of children who've been stripped from their parents. But we also have a lot of unaccompanied minors who tried to get into the United States. Some 6,000 of them. And we don't know where they are or what happened to them. Our government has lost them. Trump today signed an executive order that would end the barbaric, unconscionable, and internationally illegal practice of separating parents from their children. But it's not necessarily making things better. The executive order actually gives Trump more power. And they can still separate children from their parents if they decide that is appropriate. Now, the law that the Trump administration claimed was the whole reason that he started separating families was that children couldn't be held longer than 20 days. Well, this new executive order ends that. He can put families in what are being called the chain-link Trump hotels, and he can keep them there for as long as he wants. Now, keep in mind that this violates international law, because he's doing it to people coming here to seek asylum. International law forbids putting people in prison who are seeking asylum in another country. You can't do it. But we were doing it, and we will continue to do it. Entire families in cages, treated like the worst of prisoners. And it also got worse today. The Trump administration, through DHS, has put out an order saying that members of Congress who have an oversight role, whose job it is to make sure that things are being done legally and appropriately, they are now banned from entering these detention centers without 2 weeks' notice. And even if they come in, they can't talk to the children if there is egregious abuse. And I'll tell you straight up that these centers for children and for families, many of them are for profit. Many of them have long history of abuse. And right now, we know they're using psychotropic drugs on these children, drugging them up so badly that some of them can't even walk. And that's illegal in and of itself. But it's happening. They're doing it. People have seen the medical records. And it's long been known that people in ICE and DHS detention risk rape and sexual abuse. It is rampant. I have seen some of the detention centers referred to as rape camps. But no matter how bad things are in these camps, members of Congress will not be allowed to talk to the victims at all. Nor will pictures be allowed. This, they say, is to protect the children. But you don't need to lock people out for 2 weeks so you can clean things up before the Congress members arrive. You don't need to do that unless you're doing things that are really, really bad. And that's where we are. Senator Bill Nelson and Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz tried to tour a detention facility, and they were refused. Senator Nelson tweeted, "They are obviously hiding something, and we are going to get to the bottom of this." Cruelty, injustice, and a total lack of transparency are the hallmarks of a Nazi-like administration. There are a lot of historians and experts on the Nazis who are making public statements that, hey, this is how it starts. This is how it begins. This is how you lose your democracy. And yes, our democracy is on fire. Most of the news media is treating it like it's a weenie roast. Things have never been this bad. There has never been so much corruption in our country. There's never been such a lack of transparency. We don't know what our government is doing. They refuse to answer freedom of information requests. They ignore requests of information from Congress. They just don't care. And the Republican Congress doesn't want to stand up to this administration. They let them do it. It is as if we have a single branch of government right now. And that is not how our democracy is supposed to work. Airlines are refusing to transport these children, and they're actually shipping them all over the country to get them as far away from their parents as possible. Why? We don't know. It doesn't make any sense. This is unbelievably cruel. And we don't know where all these kids are. We still don't know where the girls are. We've seen no pictures. We don't know where the detention facilities are. We just found out last night that they're ripping the babies away and putting them in facilities that are not necessarily qualified to care for them. Rachel Maddow last night got the news from the AP, just broke the story about what they're doing with these babies, and she got it on air. She looked at it. She couldn't speak. She broke down in tears after reading it. And she couldn't finish her show. She had to pass it on to the next host. Things are really, really bad in our country right now. The worst they've ever been. We are so close to not being a democracy. And what happens if the airlines don't want to transport families to prison? Will they have to use boxcars? But it gets even worse. Not only do we, the general public, not know where these kids are or who their parents are, the government hasn't bothered to know. They don't know. They are assigned ID numbers. And their children get the same ID number. Thankfully, they're not tattooed on them yet. But when they're separated, they go to different agencies who don't use the same identification system. So once they're separated, we don't have a system in place to find those kids again. These kids, the idea behind taking these kids was never to return them. There's no system in place to return them. They don't have the records. They don't know. You know, at least the Nazis were meticulous record keepers. You know, yes, Trump has been forced to change this policy, but what he does next may be as bad, or conceivably worse. Trump spokesperson Corey Lewandowski was on a show, and one of the people was talking about how a child had been torn away from their mother, a 10-year-old who has Down syndrome. Corey Lewandowski interrupted with, "Wah, wah." These people in this administration are evil sociopaths. I mean, we gotta just come out and say it. There's something wrong with these people. You got the head of ICE basically saying he was just following orders. the Aryan blonde Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristen Nielsen, lies repeatedly over and over again about these policies, and then again, she kind of makes the same excuse, well, we're just following the law, we're just following orders. We're living in horrifying times. And if we don't do something, if we don't stop this administration and fully repudiate what they're doing and punish the evildoers, well, then our country is lost.